Okay, Simon Kuf Tzadi. Continuing with the Indian of the Palmiris and the Beis Meir. So we mentioned that the Palmiris seems to learn that the Palmiris is the one that introduces us to this idea that they are beged of the Ish. A Kesen Natan and the Beged Ish does not have Dine Kesamim, and yet we see in the Gemara in the Fidalid that the Eid Shaloi is Tmein. So we said that the Palmir holds that when you find an Eid Baduk, when is the Eid Baduk? He's been kanech himself with Eid Baduk. So then that's the din of the Mishnah of Nimsal Eid Shaloi, which is Tmein min HaTorah. But when it was not an Eid Baduk, when it was Eid Shein Baduk, then we do not apply the din of Nimsal Shaloi Tmein min HaTorah, and we have to come on to a midin kesem midrabanan. On that we're going to say lemetzino gezeres summoned by big day ish. Since it was found in his bag and not on hers, we go ahead to say mistama me'ama asya zerglein ledover, like Tosfos in Yedal said, and we'll go so far to say chashash rochok, or maybe he was avar lavadaita, even though it's a davar rochok. The Beis Meir and
you have to
be able to say that it came out Alma.
It can't be like a katana.
What?
Yeah, it can't be like a katana. Like the
it doesn't sound like here. That. Me.
Like we say it, but we don't really mean it. Like whatever you say about katana.
It was a part of me since I said we went through it. He said, "What did he say? He said over there."
It's just like
low
months.
Doesn't say that, and we make like a tli rachak.
But even if we do, it's not right, because we say the same thing by katana.
Right, we do a tli rachak by katana.
Yeah, but we all say it's low gazer.
Say the same thing. Yeah, same thing. Now, the Beis Meir in Simon Kuf Tzadi Sif Lametes, he seems to learn that the beged, when it's an Eira Baduk, so what does it mean, Eira Baduk? It means I checked it before I did the Kinoach. So it's Baduk from even something smaller than a Kigris. And when I find Dam on it, and it's any amount of Dam, even if it's smaller than a Kigris, it's Tmei Min HaTorah. Aid Sheini Baduk. What does it mean, Aid Sheini Baduk? It means it wasn't checked. But Aid Sheini Baduk, it wasn't checked. However, says Beis Meir, but we're gonna, it's still like Aid Baduk Ligabe more than a Kigris. For what then? If he does a Kinuach and I'll find more than a Kigris, he'll be Tame. However, the Beis Meir, Avadi, he's talking about within Kesamim, or within, I shouldn't say Kesamim, within the Dindrabanan. Within the Dindrabanan. What he's saying is that normally when you find the Kesam on a Begere Ish, he agrees to the Parmeiris that even if it's larger than the Kegris, on that we'd Lemetzinu to ask her because of a Kesam on the Begere Ish. But if it was done through a Kinuach, So it was done through a kinuach, and the ma'isa we have a din that Eid Shaloi is Tmein. So Chazal will say that since there's a why is a Chazal? Because since the ma'isa is a chashash rochok that Taka was me'alma, we do take that into consideration, but not enough to say that when she did a kinuach, she's going to be tahira. Yeah.
Beis Meir inside keeps comparing it to the Mishnah and saying, I mean, this is the clearest line with the parentheses. If you look at Me'ilam Lokazar Cham Ksamim on his Beged,
right.
As a royal Lomon, we didn't have Mishnah in our case where he says where it's Mish connected as Aver,
right.
The Nimsal Shalom mean Din Torah.
But Saif Dov is the Eid Shein Baduk. Saif Dov is the Eid Shein Baduk. So you can't say that what he means is that we're going to give it that Din Torah. You can't say that. At the end of the day, it's an Eid Shein Baduk, and there is reasoning to say by a man, especially this Chashash Rochek of Dim Avra. So he can't say it's a din taira like an eid badak. What he means over there is that we compare it to the din taira of eid badak less than a kegris. But it's Chazal giving it that din.
He says,
right.
It's not even
the subject,
that's where it came from.
But you can't say that it means the Raisa. It can't be the Raisa.
He says it's crazy to say it didn't come from there.
You're right. That's why the Chazal ben Matame. That's why it has to be Tame. That's right. But to go so wide to say,
what?
It's Cheskes Badik enough that when you find more than a kegris, we're going to be mitami. Less than a kegris, we're not going to be mitami. More than a kegris, we're going to be mitami. Why less than a kegris and we're not mitami? Because Maisis ain't a Badik. So we're making more than a kegris, just the extension of the less than a kegris. That's what he's doing. Now the halacha we pass in like the Panamiris. So the Taira, those that go like that, and therefore in the case that we left off with, if the Baal wore, if the Tashmish, a beggar that was worn from beforehand, even if it's white, and he found on it dam, even if it's more than a kegris, and even if it's mechuvah neged aver, she's not tameya, even the rabbanan. Because if anytime she's not tameya min Taira, we have to come on to it, midin kesem, which is the rabbanan, and like God's Rabbanan on a kesem of Begadish. Yeah.
You said that time, but it's something new. Even though it's going to go straight from the laundry into the, you know.
Into depends the on the house. Depends on the house. Right?
But there might be room there also.
If it's an eid badak, then that's the Mishnah. Nimzal eid shalait mention.
No, but. Based on the house, I mean, there might be room over there also to say that.
It depends on the house. Is there a badik or any
badik? I was thinking.
You understand?
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a separate discussion.
That based on the das of the rub, like whether or not what goes on.
Yeah. Then once we figure out if it's a badik or any badik, apply the dinim. Yeah. If you have children in the house and it was left in the basket in the middle of the kitchen, yeah, but if it was left in the basket in your bedroom on your bed and the door's closed and kids don't go in there, then no, right?
And the floor in your bedroom is?
Floor is dirty.
Okay, fine. The head of the house, but not the floor. The floor automatically, it hits the floor, it's in a butter.
Right.
No, seriously, I'm just.
I'm not like,
fine, that's floor is in a butter. That's what we're saying. Right?
Well, yeah.
She wasn't clear like yesterday,
sure. I didn't discuss this point yet either, right? Okay. Now, similarly, let's go on to the next case. Similarly, what the same thing will be. If let's say you find dam on the let's say the Baal was wearing a beged b'shas tashmish. The same thing will be. If he's wearing a beged b'shas tashmish, then he lifted the chelik, which was lifted up. It was not wearing a long shirt, let's say, or whatever it is. He lifted it up, and if the tashmish it went down, it fell back down to below his waist, and then afterwards, right away, he found on a dam. So even though he was wearing it, b'shas tashmish, he was wearing it, but since and when he put it on, it was nikiya, it was beduka when he put it on. But if we'll find dam on it, pachs mechashek agrees, even if it's mechuvah neged aver, then everyone agrees that it's tar, same cheshbin. Just like we mechich from the Shechonach, Sri Taira, the Gabi the Isha that was Bat Gatsman Beit Shein and Badik. And that's what the Beis Meir is saying by the Ksenis, which the Baal was weary. And we said even if he wore just for a short time. So to this, but if he fights more than the Shiki Gris and it's Mechuvah Neged the Eber, so that's where we're going to again have the Machlekes Panamiris and Beis Meir, and Allah will be like the Panamiris. Okay, now let's say the Baal after Tashmish, he put on underwear which was clean and checked, Naki Baduk, or was washed and was protected from any type of dirt. It was not in a place where children could reach it. And has a din of Baduk, like we mentioned earlier from Sif Mem Vav, the Paiskim that has a din of Baduk. Now he went to the closet, he took out from the closet after Tashmish, took it out, he put it on, or even Sarukha Tashmish, and he put it in a clean place. He put it on the chair or the night table, a place where it's clean. And then he wore it after Tashmish. So now he finds Dam. Even Pachos Mikigris B'chuvin Neged Eiver in front of him, even though he wasn't Mekanech himself with the Beged, right? He wasn't Mekavon Mekanech, he didn't have Kavon to do Kinoach. He's Tamei Alachar according to everyone, whether it's a Beged Lover or a Beged Sivani, right? That's what Pashas would be. And in the Ramban, right? The Ramban says that before the Sheikh Vazera got dried, before the Sheikh Zera on the Eva got dried, at the Ramban Daf Yedalid, at the end of the Masav Aleichos, since it was still wet, so there's no Chashash Machoilus over there, that's the Chari what should be. And if we take a look at the Beis Meir over there in Sif Lamates, the Masav Zel Shain Chuvasi, what does he say over there? He says, Im Lava Shabbal Achatashus Begit Sheini Baduk. If the Tashas will wear Begit She'ini Badik from Ksamim of Pachas Mikigris, but it's Becheskes Badik from Ksamim of more than Kigris, and we find on a dam more than a Kigris, she's Tamea. What's his lashon? He says, like Yoni mentioned, the Maliim Kineich Atzmai Bachtoines Kidei LiBadik Aydei Zerai. Let's show this exact lashon. Mali, if he was with Kaneich and so with the Beged, in order to check himself through this, if there was dam on the aver, and he would find more than a kris, in other words, he says over there, what's the difference whether you went and you did a check to see if there's dam, or he found it in a way that we know vade was over there on the aver? Doesn't make a difference. Now that's what the Beis Meir points out. So even though we say la'alach, we don't pass like the Beis Meir. We pass like the Parmeiris in the Sidrei Taira, that even if the Baal is Kinech, the Eve after Tashma, the Dov She'ini Baduk, which was Eine Baduk from some Pachas Mikigris, and we said even if you find more than a Kigris, will be Tarb. However, we can learn from there, the Gabe, that if the Baal will wear a Beged that is Baduk, after Tashma, and he finds Dam, even Pachas Mikigris, Tamea, even according to us, that we go with the Shita of the Parma Iris. There's no chilik between. Now, as we were saying, no chilik if he was mekanech the aver with a beged that's baduk, or whether he was mekanech, or he wasn't mekanech, he just wore it afterwards, and the aver was niskanech on the beged, as the Beis Meir says over there, that me'olam, even though Me'olam Lo Gazru Chacham Samim, but we can learn from the din of the Mishnah Nimsal Eichelai that Smeim and Atar. Okay, that's what was seen from Riata. However, let me ask you a question. Perhaps we could be Matar this, because Mistama, the Beged didn't only touch the Aver, it touched. Right, the underwear didn't just touch the aver, it touched the area around the aver. It touched the other parts. On the side of the aver, it touched the other parts of the body over there. and right by kinuach, I take the cloth and I go straight to the aver and I wipe the aver by kinuach. By kinuach, after tashmish, I'm kinayach the aver, but not any of the area around it. But over here, by the beged case, when he puts on the beged, it's not just touching the aver, it's touching the body also. And since it's matzi over there, machelus, like it's mochini in the Ramban, that only on the aver itself are we not toilet machelus. So we should give this beged a din aid shene baduk. Now we have the panamiris, according to the panamiris, and those that hold like the panamiris, even if it's shene baduk for machelus, we matter anytime you find dam on it. Even more than the gris, like the Sidri Tyrin. Sidri Tyrin, and then Sivkot and Samach Aleph, it says, Bidas Haponimiris, that we say, Ova B'makam Luch B'dam L'Avadaita, even though it's a Dabarachik. Or we say, maybe it's the Smachu Meni Machoides, next to each other. Right? So the Chayri should say this. He quotes it here from one, the Talmidim. I remember asking him this question when he was talking about the I don't know if I'm the one that he's referring to, but I remember asking. So that's a very good question, right? And it's muchach from Achreinim. Take a look at the Pesach Tshuva, Kuf Tzadi Sifkat and Beis, or in Kuf Pei Zayin Sifkat and Dal, when he brings down Shein upon him Iris to be matir, the beged that the Baal's wearing, what does he say over there? Where he wore it after the Tashmish, or he wore B'shas Tashmish and he found out in Dam. He's not mechalik over there if it was Baduk. It was not mechalik if it was Baduk. Right, what does he say here? He's not mechalik if it was baduk or not baduk. Anytime you find it after tashmish, so it seems that what? Right. So yeah, he's quoting in Parmir. Right. Whether it's baduk beforehand or he's also not mechalik if it's mechuvin neged ever or not. Right. It's mashmel. He holds that he can be matir. Even if the beggar was loving, naki, baduk, then he found on a dam more than a kris, mechuvin, negative ever.
So, are we talking even now?
Yeah.
I'm saying now it's much like machuvin.
Once it touches a muck and wear, it's shaykh machuvin. So then on that, okay, one second. Here's the point. One second. So according to this, we'll come out and we'll see the halacha. If we're going to work with the panamiris, we should paskin that even if he wore if the tashmish a beggar which is clean and baduk and you find that in dam more than a chigris, she should be tar because mistama the beggar touched also the basa which is next to the aver which is matzi over there machedes. I didn't like h and baduk and we're tired by a beggar ish. Now comes out according to this a big chiddush. The Ladina, that if the Baal was Mekaneach, if the Tashmish, the Aver, and also the Basin next to it, so even though the thing, even though with what he was being Mekaneach himself was Baduk, and he finds on the Damod and Chris, should be Tar, because since she's Mekaneach, the Basin next to the Aver, and it's Matzi over the Machez, so it becomes the Echein Baduk, even though he's Mekaneach, the Aver, and found on the Dam. That's what will come out, which is a big chiddush. It will be a big chiddush. Now,
even it's more than a gris.
What?
Because it became a kesem.
Yeah, became a kesem, right? And the same thing will be true if an isha does a bedika and oisim makom, right? She's let's say first before she did the bedika, she was mekaneach samach to oisim makom outside by the entrance. She's mekaneach. Or on her way out, she was mekaneach. So then we'll have a din of a baduk beichein a baduk, and the din should be the same din. It's only if the oisim makim right? Only oisim makom b'fnim is badik for mecha. It's not outside. So she finds on a dam pachs michigris, she'll tak bitar. Right? If she does a bedika, same thing. She right, like we saw in Kuftzadi, sifla mavav. So if she does, when she's doing a bedika, before she did bedika, she touches the outside, and then she goes in. So,
what? She always touched the outside a little bit.
She always touches a little, right? But let's say she touched mom, she felt around, then she went in. So that's what she's going.
So like every eight of every prisoner is each in a woman.
So I once tied it. I was tying my night seder. Tying, I have an eitzah for a lady who has a staining problem, and we need to get a good bedika. Let her make an ene badik first. So if it will come out clean, right. So we mekayim a bedika. If it doesn't come out clean, we can try again.
As long as it's about gris on her.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm saying specific case, right? But in a case where she's staining here and there, pachas making gris, and we know we might run into a problem, you have eitz of her.
Okay.
But again, I'm just saying in Shalai Ali B'Lochsa.
Why?
Said the halachas,
what's wrong with the halachas?
You have Archas Tari here? You have Archas Tari here?
There's a chiyuv to use a
pedigree?
Yeah, but I brought a home last week.
Yeah,
okay. Look over there by Biurim Aizayin. Biurim Aizayin. And he says a piece of Tam and Gimel.
So now,
yeah,
we count all these places, you know, Baduk, Bismarck, and Zayn.
That's a good point.
So you,
right. The Maisa, right, Yoni's asking that. How do we view the Bizman Azeh? How do we view Bizman Azeh? Bizman Azeh, the Machod Simanat Matsui. How do we view it? The answer is, and it's Taka Chedesh, that since this is a Makayim where since it's a mokim where it's matzi machoiles, you know, bisman says it's not matzi, but it gives it a din of ene badek.
This is a deraisa.
No, we're talking about deraisa.
Yeah, we're slamming on the
same. Yeah, it's a bigger chiddush.
There's more bugs in your shalmiyosis.
In what?
In your shalmiyosis. Gula, I'm saying.
I do have some bugs.
Your
houses are the cleanest houses.
That's, you can't stop bugs.
Come forward, bitch. Everyone's bugs.
Yes. Say more. You know how we answer them? Coming out of my side, this?
Yeah.
Because
Chazal gave it a din in a badak, since it was in a place where it's possible to have machedus. Since it's possible to have machedus.
Can we say that it's
possible?
Say it's like Gazra? Meaning,
we're making it a deraisa. We're making it not deraisa, we're making it derabana. Mm-hmm. That you need it on her, on him anyway. In any of these cases, we're saying a clutch at some place and I don't know, very rarely finding out something. How can Chazal give it a din, is what I'm saying.
Right.
How can they give a din to their horizons?
Okay, here, we have to come back to this point. There is an answer to it,
So three bugs in the house in the past week. That's how much you're
saying. Yeah, but you can
just put it out of my body.
Even if it is, you squish it, you won't get any blood to come out. Even you juicy mosquito, you won't get any of your close to it. Seriously.
Is this also part of Shema for him to test that out?
I left it for the other people.
Okay, so we have...
Okay, so it's our aura which we have to answer. So our aura we have to answer. Halacha l'mayis, we have to take a look at the Aruch Tayyar, where it says over there. Okay? Okay, so let's speak about the next case. A Baal was mekanech his eveif the tashmish with a white beged, which he was wearing beforehand, and he finds them the makam shekinech. Right? He did a kinuach now. Not that he wore it. He was mekanech. Look, he wiped himself with it. So, if the dam is pachas mekigrius, so then she's tired. The kodevon, right? Now I'm asking.
No, I wasn't.
Why? Because it's not any worse than ain shein in baduk, and it's not meluchlich ain shein baduk v'le meluchlich. Which, if the isha would be baduk herself, ba'isim makayim ba'oimik, she'd be tar, as it says in Simin Kuvtzayisim Lamvav, right? And it's mochalad in the tired basement that we brought earlier. So that would be now. What happens if the dam is more than the sheir kigris? So according to the Beis Meir that we brought earlier, so then we'll have to be mitame even if he wore it if the tashmit, right? Because the Beis Meir holds even if he wore it, forget about kineach. If he wore it if the tashmish, something that he wore earlier, now he put it on for a second time, he find a dam more than the sheir. So kol shken over here, we're going to be mitame this nidin, we use mekaneach if the tashmish. But what about according to the Panama Iris? According to the Panama Iris, the holds that when he wears it, when the Baal wears it after Tashmish, he wears the beggar after Tashmish, a beggar that he wore beforehand, even for a short time, finds on the dam, even if it's more than the shit that would matire. What about in this case where he was mekaneach? He did a kinuach, his kineach by his aver after Tashmish, now he finds dam more than chigris. What would the din be over here? The Panama Iris doesn't talk about this. Right? So what would the din be here? Right, there's makam to say that even the Panamiris would agree that she's Tmeya. Because in the Kanech the Ever and the Kinuach on the Eva after Tashmish, the din like a Dikas Isha by Sim Makim. And the Siflam Vav says that if the Eid ain't a Baduk, if she does a Bedik with Eid ain't a Baduk, and you find more than a Sheikh Kigris, she's Tmeya. So, enechrami by the isha, she's doing a bedik ba'isim makim, and she's going in ba'imik ba'isim makim. But
there she's coming as a kesem.
What?
Over there she's coming as a kesem.
Over there by the isha, when she's bedik herself ba'isim makim, she's tamei mishum kesem, right? She's tamei mishum kesem and rabbana. So we could say, okay, so you know, it's like this, this is what's going to be, this is done, right? Aisha does a bedika, she does a bedika with this H-chain and baduk, siflam vav, she finds more than a kigris, she's tmeya. Now, she's tmeya, mishum kesem. So you could say, again, like Azru, you could say that since it's only mishum kesem, like Gazru, Gezeris Ksamim by Begidish. However, over here he was Mekaneach the Aver. Maybe that's more Chomer than other Gezeris Ksamim. That even if we can say like Gazru Chachamim of Ksamim, but perhaps we will learn from the din of the Mishnah of Nimsadam, even Pachas Meshech Gris on Eid, which is Baduk Shekinech by Baal. Over there, it's Smeim and the Torah, but maybe the same thing will be by Kineach L'Achatash, who had a beggar that was lavish by beforehand, or any other thing which is any Baduk, but it's any Meluchlich, right? And you find that more than Sheker Gris, there'll be Smeim and Drabanan, right? Because anytime he wears something which is, right, anything that he, like the Beisvei said, if he wore it once, it becomes like any Baduk. So maybe the Bedika has more of a Chayma. What do you say about that? Huh?
Why should it be different than what we were saying? Wow. We were saying Beisvei, I mean, the Panamiris until now, that you find the Kinegit, his Eber,
right,
that it's Tawar.
But that was because he wore the Begit. But maybe if he did a Kineach, it's Mochamar.
No, we were saying even the fact he wore it. We were saying, We made an added thing that it automatically becomes Ido Baduk if it was Baduk beforehand, but we were originally saying Stam within the Panamiris. I thought that he's arguing on the base mayor, that if you find the connected aver, it doesn't make a difference, and even the tzivos and mikris, we're being nechav as a kinuach alpid, and we're still saying the yisoid that we're not gozer. What's the difference? It was a heat.
So now I was just saying, based on this, on the city of Tyra, we see no chilek. Like gozru, right? Like gozru chachamim, gzeres ksamim by beged ish, it's mashmah, there's no chilek whether you found it on the beged that the Baal was wearing, or if you found it on a dov sheni bodik, there's mikanech with it after tashmish. Since it's any bodik and the tumah is a tumah drabanan of ksamim, on that they were never gozer ksamim. On the beggar of Ish.
I mean, we're not saying something about his clothing. We're saying something about a man finding a kesem.
Correct. If we take a look at the Sidrei Torah we once saw in Kuf Pei Zayin Sifkat and Gimel, Vizdel Hashayne, because of Shuvah's Panami Iris, Chelik Beisim Kuf Chavav, the Cholze Mayri Shematze Beit Shaloi, Shehuchan Lekaneach Boi Laachatash, which be Kineach Atzmei Boi. Aval Im Loi Kineach Beit Shaloi, Rak Shinimsa Bebegah Shaloi Bechutantoi, אם כן, לא הביא רק כמו שער קסם הנמצא, ולא מצאים שני חשד קסם בבגד איש בכל שס, כי הם בבגד איש. So now the, it's a shtickle funny, because the Sidrei Torah starts off, right? He starts off here, he says, right, he's coming to explain the din of the Mishnah. Nimsa al eit shaloi, tzmeim, and chayev akarm, right? So she's tzmeim in a Torah. Says, what's that talking about? Dafka eid shaloi shahuchan lekaneach b'la'achat ashmish. Meaning, what's eid abaduk? Eid abaduk is the eid shaloi of the Mishnah, and that's what it means. Which is mashma from there alone, that if it's mekaneach after tashmish with eid sheini baduk, it's mechak samim midrabanan, and like gazru by ish, except by isha. Right? But then the end of him, he says, "Avim like kinech be'ed shaloi, rak shenimse be'beg shaloi b'chutantai, yesh l'tar b'shud l'lem zim b'chal ha'shas." Over there, it's a little mashma, that's dafka, when he finds it on his ksenis, that he's wearing. But if you mean mekanech himself, after tashmish, even with the aid, she'enei shaloi, I mean, it wasn't hucham before in l'kanech, maybe there is room to be, and as he should have written, Avlim kinech lachatash. He should have just said simple, Avlim kinech lachatash. Be'ed sheni baduk, haru b'chalk samish, le'goz v'beged ish, v'lo'y b'knoch shalai. Right, just say the opposite, total opposite. He jumps to a different extreme. Exactly, why does he do that?
From the other side of Tyrus, it seemed like he took a pretty...
And take a look at the Chochmas Sadam, Klal Kuf Yud Sif Gimel. His mistapik is the Kavanah the Sidrei Torah to be mechalik between Nimtza Dam al Kseinus Shekineach by Hevel Achatashmish to finding on a Kseinus where he was not mekineach, where he just wore it after Tashmish. Who? Kuf Yud Sif Gimel.
You know, Sadik, if it, there's a difference.
Yeah. If the Sidrei Torah meant to say there's a difference.
You know the other Sidrei Torah that's like he's not in all chiluk.
We're gonna get to that Sidrei Torah. So according to this will come out that if he's mekaneach de'eve after tashmesh, even if with davar sheni badik and finds on the dam more than shegris, she should be tmeya. Or maybe no. Maybe his kavan is to mechalik between aksainas baduk. That then we're going to be metame even with pachas make sheer gris to chsanis, which is not baduk, where we're not going to be metame even more than sheer gris, and then it will come out that even if you mekaneach the eve after tashmish, you find that dam yes sheer gris, she will always be tyrant. That's the suffix of the chachmas adam. He remains with a tzarchim b'zeh. And the chayra, the suffix is in the diuk of the resha to the sefer. That's the chayra suffix. Okay. However, like Yeshua said, if we take a look at the Sidrei Torah, Simukuf Tzadi, Soif Sifkat and Samachalaf over there in the Rimas of Kosev Shachus Panamiris, says over there that the reason why the Rabbanu were not going to Gezeres Kesam by Beged Ish is because the chivin shenimsa b'shalai v'loi b'shalah mistama me alma asya deraglayim ledavu. Stama came me alma. Kamash goes with Taisus, like Taisus W. Dalam Ralph says, B'shem the Rach, by Nimsa Shaloi. Right? By Eira Bodok, which was Kineach by Lacha Tashmish. Right? What's the good? He's saying, Kamash goes with Taisus over there. What are we talking about in the Gemara? Gemara's talking about Eira Bodok, which is Mekaneach by himself after Tashmish. And that the Gemara is, V'nechosh Dumodama Chedesu. That since he's finally on his and not on hers, so why would be mitame? I did say chacha that did not come from her. So kosh came by ksamim drabana. We were taila the me'ama asya, even though he wasn't of b'shuk. What we say of lavadaita. So it should seem that there will be mata, right? For one of those reasons. So it come out that it seems from that sidre taira. The Siddur Taira, the Pshitas learned in the Das of the Panamiris, that there is no chilik between if the Dam was Nimsa and the Beged Ish that he wore before the Tashmish. And now he put it on after the Tashmish, whether he wore it or he's Mekaneach, even if he's Mekaneach with it afterwards. Or, Hodin, any time he takes any type of Beged or material, and it's Eine Baduk, and he's mekanech the avi after tashmish. Since this beged or whatever they're using is ene baduk, if the mekanech the aver after tashmish and you find on a dam more than kigris, there's no issa taira. And if there's no issa taira, so then it falls into the gzeres kesamim drabanan, which was like gazru Allah by beged ish, and therefore in both cases will be mitayr the isha. Even if the bagel or the bad has on it that more than a kigris, because by both of them we can apply the din of that was found in his and not on hers to a tailor that may almasi the reglam the davu. And we go so far like the Siddur Taira said, we say Ava b'shuk shel tabachim, even though he doesn't remember going there. And the emphasis is that's what the. If you look at the Beis Meir, over there at the end of the first column on Samach Dal Amrav there, he says this in the Das of the Parmeir, that if you mekanech if the balance of mekanech himself after Tashmish with his sadin, and tzidua the bevadei touched the gufa eva, he knows he touched the eva b'shas the kinoach and he finds damon on his hand, even more than Sheikh Gris. Since it's not Eira Baduk, it's Bechal Ksam, and they weren't guys by Ish. Right, that which the Beis Meir feels is that Beis Meir himself says that. But it doesn't make sense that we should still write to learn from the din of the Mishnah to ask the midrabana when you find more than a kigris. Because the Panamius and the Siddur Taira held Mechat Esa to be Mechadish a new Isidrabanan. Okay, now. Should we go right there? Okay, so now let me ask you a question. Let's say, should we move on to a different Indian?
No.
What?
It was
hatter. Oh, okay. You can turn it on? So why didn't we turn it on? We find that the machadis has run away from the Sheikh Zera.
Even if you, let's say.
So what do you think?
Yeah, they're not. They run. It's like a funny thing. They can't
stick onto it while it's still wet, and they won't get crushed.
No,
so
he's saying by the ship was there, then they're not going to be on it anyway. They can't stick to it.
So when they attach it to Misriya, then when they attach it to Misriya, they won't be on it.
The dam from the mafelos will be on the aver from putting the towel there.
Oh, we always watch it. Is for some reason never.
Okay, now let's say if the tashmish is mikaneach his eber with the baguette that the isha was wearing beforehand, he takes her underwear, and he didn't check if it's clean from down before he's mikaneach, even though when she wore it before she wore it was clean, and now he finds on the down pachas mechigris if there's mikaneach. So that the chayr pachas megris again should be tahar, according to everyone, and because so we'll learn that we can learn from the Siddur Torah in Sifkat Nun Hey, where he says that if the ishu is badka atzer with a chaluk that she wore, and she wasn't badik the chaluk before she was badik herself whether it was clean or not, and after she was badik herself she finds on the dam pachas megris, she's not tameya. Even though she checked the chalik before she wore it, and then it was naki. So Kolshkin over here, where the Baal was mekanech himself after the dashman with that beggar that she wore, the vade she's not going to be metame. And when you find out, pachas megris, nunei. What? Where is it? What? She wore it? Right, pachas megris. But
she could have left it anywhere.
Yeah.
Even in a clean place.
Right. Once she wore it already, right.
I thought
we
said it only gets
the name of
Adik if you put it somewhere where it's
going to
be.
Or if you wore it already, that was it. It was Man Katsu, we brought the Mayan Nasiv him, and those. Now, once you wore it, you take it off, it's already anybody. Now, if let's say if this Mekanech he finds more than a Chigris, so the Chai should be Tmeya. As the din of a Kesin that's found on an 8 Badak, on a Beged, which is Badak of Isha. The Matamir Simakai.
It's ain't no other, but
it's.
This wouldn't go back to the
Panamiris now? No, because it's not the Beged Ish. The Beged Isha. He's using the Beged Isha. Do you agree to that or not?
Oh, who cares? What if he was wearing her underwear? Who cares? What if he's wearing a woman's skirt for Purim?
Where you get to that child also? To that child also. Over here, he took her baggage, no. He's mekanech with her baggage.
Then there should be another difference in the
A.
It's not a
different
that has her Shpinta's name on it.
Like Gazu, the whole head of Barmiris is the Abadah Shmitz Mayim Yisham Kesem, but like Gazu on a baggage of Ish. This baggage of Isha.
Then there should be another difference on the A. It's a towel. Isha, yeah.
That's not a Beged Isha.
What's it?
That's not a Beged Isha either. On a towel, do we find some?
No.
Beged Ish, we don't find some. No, that's no. Clear. That's Pashin.
No.
If she uses the towels, there's some on a towel. A sheet, there's some.
What if she uses his pants?
What?
To wipe herself.
Okay, so what do you say? What do you say about that?
Just from what we were saying before.
We're going to get to that child also if we stick around long enough.
Yeah, I thought we were saying in the bottom of yours and before, just based on how we said it, when he wipes himself with an aging of other, a regular aging of other.
Right?
He wipes himself. So we were saying it wasn't in clothing, whose name's written on the clothing, his or hers, but we were saying that's who finds the kesa, and that's what
I never said that. No, I always said Begadish, that was the last of the
years. Yeah, well, that's the logic
behind
that. I mean, the
kesa
that he finds.
Like really, this should be Tmeyo kesa? But Loi Metzino, when a kesa is found on a Begad Ish, Begadish.
Yeah, it's presumably by him.
How do you know?
What?
How do you know?
It seems more
logical. Why? There's no smart anyways.
The Chazal
says El Alisha. He says it.
They never find the Kesem on him. Maybe he sees it or that's on her.
That's not what he says. He's
saying,
no. Because normally, but the Maisa, what was the Legazu? Legazu, Ella, Begadisha.
I don't understand that.
What? The Chazal is a.
Again, Ben Gittes is generally who will find the draughts of blood in his house from Yohanes Begadim. But the point is that if he finds blood, he's not sort of thinking who's a shayach to, because it's a dirabanan that she's not telling
him. Gods are Ben Gittes, that's the Lashon of Bamiris, and everyone quotes him. Why?
We're good at things that aren't anyone from towels.
Exactly. So there's only one exception.
Were they
Begadish.
On Begadish, or were they not good on Begadish?
They were not like Gazer or Begadish. That's what he says.
So if he takes a towel and
doesn't
come out,
there will be Torah. Yeah, we said there'll be Torah.
Huh?
We said there'll be Torah.
Because that's called Begadish, because that doesn't belong to him or her. So when he uses it, that's his. But when he uses her Begad, that's a Begadish. I don't have to agree. So we're here for today.
What?
So we're here for today. To see the points that we agree and what we don't agree. Okay. Okay, so now what happens if the Baal's mekanech is Efer, if the Tasha with a colored baguette of the Isha? But the Isha wore. Her Isha. She wore her colored underwear and wasn't checked. It was clean from them before his mekaneach with the colored bag. What would you say?
It depends on the shayla of how we learned. If this is a regular kesamran in some ways, like whether it gets a heter vein and kaptum and stuff. So, like that, if we go like shulchan arav or not, because then it should be shaykh to tzivanim either.
Shulchan Rav and Ayin. Right. Maybe since it's her bag again.
Yeah. No, but Shulchan Rav was just saying, stop anytime. What? I don't know. I was asking, are we going with that? We only spoke with his bag. We didn't speak of whether we're going with his idea of Shulchan Rav, at least in the regular Shulchan Rav.
So let's say we're not going with that.
Then it should be like anything else.
Okay. So. Right, we're talking about you found more than a kigris. So the chayish is tire. Why? Because since she wore it earlier, it remains like a chain of other. Even though the Baal is mekaneich himself after the tashmish.
Why is that the inner body?
Why?
If it's one money, why is that the inner body here?
Because he's doing a kinuach. Not Kesser.
Why does she work?
What?
He says report.
She wore already. I can list like 10 names there.
Yeah.
To
go back.
What?
So now if we're not going then we have to answer the Gemara. Because the Gemara, the Pasha, they did a Sadiq with it. It's something which is not the Kabbalah Tumma.
We have to do research into that.
Right now,
I'm saying that assumption. I don't know if that's a correct assumption. In his days, he did it.
Watch these things. He's talking about all the things that they've used in the Gemara with Kabbalah Tumma. He's talking about what that was the things they used in the Gemara with Kabbalah Tumma generally. That's not what Kabbalah Tumma, that's not what Kabbalah Tumma. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
This is the one case.
The what?
This is the one case that was wrong. There wasn't a Kabbalah that
Gemara. Over here was a Kabbalah. I'm saying nowadays.
No, I'm saying it was me. So the Gemara was the one time ever they used a Kabbalah.
But is this going to Al-Gemara? No. You want to answer it?
I can
Here we see her being the Tzivani, her begotten for having Aina Badek for this Kula that was not
going. Same thing with Kesem. Kesem on Vegas was is Mutter.
Oh, even though.
No, we finished with that. We said that's her begot. There's no head to.
In the previous case, the only difference was that it was white.
Right. Okay, now. Now let's say he uses her undershirt. Her undershirt, right? So she wore it on the top. She didn't wear it lower than her waist. So she's wearing it on top. Now he finds that Pachas Miki Gris on it. Pachas Miki Gris. Tell him it's still she wore it, they didn't check it, so it's ain't a baduk. So less than a kigris. So less than a kigris should be tar, right? Because we're talking about machayis. How about more than a kigris? So I'll tell you the difference. The difference is like this. When we say like goes on begged ish, the only guys are on begged isha, what's the vart? The vart is that begged isha, because by isha it's more matzu to have dam than by ish. So for that rare chance that we find a kesam on his begged, they weren't guys. But on which beged of the Isha is a matzah to find out that we should be machalik between Isha and Isha? On the beged that she wears her underwear. So when he uses her underwear, so that's when we're going to say that even though he did the kinuach, but since this is a beged that she wore, it's a beged of the Isha that the Isha wore, therefore when he uses that, then we can give it the chaymer of the Isha. But if it's a clean baget of the Isha from the closet, or if it's her undershirt, then it's just like taking a towel out of the closet, then we're not going to say, like, gazra on a baget ish. That becomes the baget ish.
You should look gazra on anything that is not motzei dam.
That's right. Yeah, I'm just building it up to this point. That's why I started off with those cases. To just split the ish with the Isha. Now I'm taking a step further. I'm giving you a gedda to it.
It's really disgusting. You know, I just got to make it.
What?
I guess.
Like in, let's say a floor somehow was makabatoma. Floor is matzoi to. Seems like we're
entire
by floor
because Dov Shem
Gautom,
right?
We just like we don't even need that because really,
right? Say we don't find that. We find by Yish. Maybe you're right. If floors were Gautom, maybe the Parmiris would say the same thing.
We're saying who then towel, who then her begging.
When he uses it, I'm talking about the Ish. When the Ish uses it, right? When the Ish uses it. Beggar of the ish, meaning when the ish uses it. Not stam that's on his shelf and not on her shelf. Not stam that's in anyone's shelf. But it's her beggar because she wore it. It's his beggar because he's wearing it, because he's using it. Tar, Quentin Palmiris. Right, so it'll come out over here. You have a chilik between the baal's mekanech the evil achatashmish from the din of the aid that she uses to check herself by mik by davashene badig lemluchach. Like in this case, if the baal of mekanech the evil achatashmish finds dam yis mechashikris b'tayra shenkin, if she did it right, that's again siflam vav should be tmeya more than a kigris.
More than
a good white tar. Because the Palmyras, like God's run back it ish.
The aid that he's using in the Mishnah is why is it different?
Hukhan. It was the aid, Habadok, it was Hukhan and all that. Yeah.
So Stami Badika then?
What?
Why wouldn't Stami Badika be on this back it ish? Oh, that's the only thing Mars wanted to hear about her.
Okay, now what happens? Let's get a little more complicated over here. The lady, she goes ahead. She takes a. She does it. She wipes herself mibachutz. If the dashrish, she wipes herself mibachutz with a begin or a towel, which was colored towel, clean, checked, washed, or she takes a clean tissue straight from the bag or the box, or a wipe, whatever it may be, that's not a kabbal tumah. But it was clean, clean. And then afterwards, he takes that same tissue and he wipes his Ava with that tissue or that towel. And but he didn't check before he wiped himself if it's clean from dam. Meaning she took a tzivayni, or she took a davashenim kava tuma, which was baduk. She wiped herself before she got a chance to check it. He took it and he's mekanech himself, and then they find on it dam more than the sheer gris. What's the din then? The era baduk was Sifaini or was in Magalhães.
She did a kinoch.
Right. But then he did a kinoch.
You're saying
when she made it,
but
let
her go ahead.
No, this is like a clue that I have. I know something else happened to it.
But if something happens to
something
there is
something worse than it. Something from her.
Yeah, she didn't do a bedikah. She only wiped me back.
Achadash,
Mish. Achadash.
Which is Teresa. Why is all his money for her
top? Right, it wasn't.
Why is it?
It's a car. She took a bedikah.
It wasn't miyad. It was not miyad.
It wasn't his money either.
It's bad. Let's get down to point. It's come from her, if it's coming from her, it's bad. Who cares?
It's not her.
We baskin. That's right. Very good. To the point. That Avada she's tahar. Because we're toiling the dam, let's be toiling the dam in her kinuach. Right? But we're not metame, even if it came with vade migufa. Right? Even though it came from that Vad Megufa, as long as it was found on a Dovet Tzavua, a Dovet Shein Mekab Tuma, even if it's Vad Megufa, even if she was Mekanech herself, Mi Bachutz, after the Tashmish, or after the Tos Meraglaim, she's Tar, even though it's more than a Kigris. So therefore, even though afterwards, the Baal took it, he was Mekanech his Aver. Right, so now, one thing. So it's not her, she did a kinuch mibachutz. Even if the dam came now, it's tire, right? But maybe the dam didn't come then. Maybe the dam came afterwards when he took it and he was mekanech his aver.
Right, that's right. But would it only be ain't about it because she would have touched someone else in her body?
Right.
And we're saying
That's what we learned.
And we're, and I mean, this is typically a case where it wouldn't be Osiyom Rav Chizma.
Right.
But if she would immediately,
I understand. And then you deal with the rice and all that. How about Fakert? The other way around. First the Baal. First the I'm Osiyoni ready. Right, what happened? Let's spell that. First the Baal is Mekanech himself with this baguette. Tzivayni or Einim Kavatuma, clean, beautiful, straight from the package. And then she was Mekaneich herself, Mibachutz.
Okay.
Right? Why should be any difference, right? Same thing.
She sure can't get Ozio Marchizman at that point if he's being Mekaneich first.
Correct.
But it does make it in a bother because his Makom's bother gets to Macholis, as we saw.
Good. So, like this, right? Right, so what happened? They didn't check it before she used it, and then she used it, and now they find dam on it. And they find more than the sheer kigris. So, even though the Baal, right, so spell it out, the Baal is Mekanech himself, I was badok. And the din would be that if the Baal would find on a dam would be tmei min ha-taira, right? Because it's badok. And when we're dealing with din ha-taira, there's no chilik between white or colored or mekabatama and non-mekabatama, but still should be tar. Why? Because we'll be taira the dam in the knuach of her. It's not mitame when it's found on a dove tzavua or in mekabel tuma, and therefore, right. So therefore, it won't make a difference who was mekanech themselves first. What?
Because we're going to eat a butter.
What you say?
Because we're going to eat a butter.
Right. Right. Now, I the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Sifkat and Ayin Aleph that we quoted in the Chabura, that's mechalek between Ein Badok, whether it's Ein Badok mitchila kaidim Shabbat kabay, to whether it was Naki Badok mitchila and then it became Ein Badok afterwards, and over here it was Badok first and then it became Ein Badok. That's Davkalini in the Safik of Avrabai B'shuk Shatabachim or Safik of Nisasi B'chsam. That over there there's a chiluk between whether the Safik was neither before she was Badka. Right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains. Because it's like a case of Safik, right, over there, right, it's leaning Safik over by Bishop Shadabach was Safik Nisasi Bukhsam. There, over there, we find the chiluk whether the Safik was neither before she was Badka. So then we're going to call it a Hain Badik. And it's not going to be in time unless it's more than Gris to whether it was she was Batgatza with the Eidah Badik, and then was Naila Suffix. So then we can say that's Eidah Badik, it's Tmei even Bukalshu, because the Suffix is not Maitzip and the Chazaka Meikara. But over here in our Nidan, where she was Mekanech herself, right, afterwards, she was Mekanech herself, the Isid Makam after the Tashmish, so there's no Suffix. It's Vaday. There was in a mocking where Domim is Mitzuyim over there. Over there is, right? So, of course, we're going to be Taylor. That's the mission already in the Neches. Siflam and Dalit also by us. Then, but Ka'atzim Ve'er Abadik, V'nichase Tachasakar, Tachasakesis, L'machin Himsel of Dam, Imu Agovei Mechigris Vay Taira, Tatalin Machilis. Right? And the Rama also, the Rama says over there, V'hu Adin. Meaning, if it was Nisaska Biksam, Mo'avra Bishok, we're going to be Taila. So it should be even more than a Chris. Right, so you have the first day. Even though she was Batka with an aid, that was Batuk. But if she placed it after her in Makan with its Matsi over the Machaz, or she was Avra within in the Shok, we can be Taylor, the dam came on after, so it should be tar.
Which case are we in now?
The case where he first used it and then she used it to be Mkanech mi Bachutz.
Right, and we're dealing with Darush and Gabzuma or Darush Zavur?
Yeah.
So it doesn't make a difference how big it is, no matter what.
Right. Right.
That means that she has to.
Or where we get it
then? Around the.
Wow, what do you say?
Not around.
Right. Okay.
The Mesa. What do you say? Well, we're saying once we find dime on her, then we should have been tailed out on him. Therefore, we don't have a problem saying that maybe that was from him. If he wiped it, she wiped it.
Or on him, no problem saying she's making it.
Saying, the fact that we should have a subject right here from the fact that there was dam on this tissue and it could have come from him. We're saying that's not true because
could
she
have
wiped
came
it
from him. Because he has the right to be telling her.
Yeah, because she's a mokum tzum.
Right.
But she's
Dabashan Gautama,
it's a Dirabana by her, and it's not also
Dirabana.
No, it's Akhar's man. If he wiped it, it's Akhar's man. If you're out the window, you're fine.
Whoa.
I didn't say that.
That was really.
No, no. She could do it. She could do it also. Here it's not Shaya. Do we have an exact shear from Achar Zaman? Well,
not really. I mean,
the
Pesukim ranges from like quarter of a second to
Achar Zaman. Not also.
Oh, I see.
Achar Zaman, just get off the bed and time to wash yourself. Right. How long is that? 5 seconds.
Probably. If you're slow.
Tochdei dibur.
And the person give this long as man.
Well, for that, for because that's something there, I said, which would mean you all lose all kulas.
Right.
Well, we assume it's always not that?
Yeah, I do. We do.
Well, even the Akhir. Both Yom is never, we're saying.
Yeah. You have to be standing there with the cloth, mamash.
Okay. But if that's the case, then it would be. The lady says, I was standing with the cloth. Then it would be.
What?
The lady was standing with the cloth, then it would be. What? She's the only lady. She's whatever that's happening with the bedroom.
Okay, I'm going to jump to. Maybe we'll come back to this one.
I mean,
somewhere there's like white sheet,
she already had to right there,
when did you find it? How long is it?
I was telling
that
when
second.
You look. It's not.
Okay, I'm going to jump to another Indian, similar Indian, and maybe we'll come back to the other many cases. Okay, what happens if the Isha takes a finger? And she sticks it into Isim Makayim. Sticks it, the whole finger, but I make into Isim Makayim. Then she takes it out and she sees Dam on it. Right, what's the name? So let's talk about where she checked the finger beforehand. She looked at it, it was clean. And she went in and comes out the tip of Dam. Then is Tamei. That's Siflami Gimel. Eira Bodik Shabbat Ka Atzmaba. There's no chilek if it's an Eira Baduk or it's an Etzpa Baduk. Same thing. Okay, din number two. Badka.
She checked the finger before, I'm sorry.
She checked the finger before, went all the way in, came out with a tipas dam. She's Tmeya just like we're Eira Baduk. Sifla Megima. Okay, that's Sifla Megima.
Not considered all the way in.
Don't know. But let's say she checked this out. We spoke about that with the Siddur Taira and the Chassam Sef. We already spoke about that. I'm saying this. But the issue is Badka herself with a finger and it was clean. And, right, she checked the finger, clean, and went into Isim Makayim. And after she took it out, she didn't look if it's clean or not. And then she just went over to a beggar and she wiped it off, right? She cleaned it, she went in, she moved the finger around for whatever reason. She wanted to clean herself out. Without looking at her finger, she went over to the tissue or the towel and she wipes the finger on it. And. Sorry, on a tissue which is baduk or a towel which was baduk, was washed, put in the closet, cleaned. And all that. Now she looks at the towel and she sees the dot of a tip of dam on it. So again, this is the din of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph. Nimtza dam al eid baduk, that the Baal was mekaneach as ever. The din is eid shaloi. It's tmei min ha-teira. What's the difference if it was on the ever or on her finger? Same idea. The ever going in, coming out. Kineach eid shaloi. So over here, she did it. Right, same halacha. Ask him. Why is everyone looking at me like?
Actually, she just did the same thing. Went to towel after.
Exactly. She went in, cleaned herself, a clean finger. Went in, cleaned herself, and then she wiped through it. What?
No, her finger. It's on her finger. Whatever was there was there.
There's no tashmish anyways.
Yes, yeah, I'll
find
the tashmish.
Huh? Cases?
It would be on the finger from the
thing. Yes, assuming also the towel was
the butter. Yeah, we're saying.
What?
Assuming the towel was also butter.
That was the case. That was the case. I said it was a towel that was washed, put away. Fine. Okay, now, what happens if it was a colored towel? Or it was a Sunday and Sama Kabbal Tumah? Right?
Doesn't make a difference.
Feel kosher to me, right? Because since the finger was Baduk, he found on a dam, she's also like the Piskechuva, Simon Kufay Gilma, Sifkotan Alb, she's in the crazy place, Sidri Derechavs Das. It's the Torah, there's no chilik where you find on it a small amount of dam, where you find a lot of dam, no chilik if it's on the Kabotoma, and it's white or not Kabotoma, colored. So Koshkin our Nidin, where she didn't stick the Dove Kabotoma inside, Dove Shane Kabotoma or Tzivani, which her finger went in, which is Kabotoma, and then she wiped it off. Okay, now next thing. She took her finger, which was Baduk, and after she took it out, she wiped it on a beged that was not Baduk. What do you see then? And she finds down. Gets back to the Shulchan Aruch Rav.
That's something coming in
the world again. What? Right. Yes. So, but just to start a step before that. It starts with Siman Kuf Tzadi, Siv Lamed Vav, by HNA Baduk. Right? So the Shulchan Aruch says it's only Tmei when it's more than a Chigris. Right? When it's only Tmei more than a Chigris. Now, what do you want to say?
No, I was thinking, is it the Shulchan Aruch or because...
Yeah, why not? Why did he say?
He's saying because it was Ina Badak before she had the Badik.
Why? I think it was Badak.
No, the towel was always not.
Very good point. Good point. Okay, now we're going to get to the Chassam Sofer that everyone's waiting for. Now, let's say she was Batka with her finger, and it was clean, and she went into the Isim Makkah.
Which there, by that way, it's a case of the towel, then it's a...
Right, we said that's Sif Lam Avav by Batka Atzim Ve'echeni Baduk, and the din is she's holding Tamei with more than a Kigris. Mask him? What? Okay. Let's say she's Batka herself, and with her finger went in. I said, Malcolm. After she took it out, she's Mekaneich on Sunday. That's not Mekavatuma or Tzivani. That's not Badik, and she finds on it more than a Kigris. Right. So what did we say just before? Lachaira Alpi Sif. She should be Tmei, right? That's right, Tmei. Why?
The beggar was in her bottom?
Her finger was clean, went in. After she took it out, she was in the Kanechra
on
the
Tzivani.
On the Tzivani, right? Why should be Tar?
We're saying it's
in her
bottom.
Yeah. So the case is over here, she's Batka with her etzba, which was clean. Chnisa into the Isim Makim. After she took it out, she wiped it on an ER or something that's not a Kabotoma, which was Ene Baduk. Or on a Beged or a Bad Tzivani, which was Ene Baduk. And then she finds on it more than the Sheikh Gris. Okay. Now, the Chassam Sofer holds that if she checked herself with a bag of tzivani, which is not bothered, go dover shenim kava tzoma. Right, like we take off with our tissues, papers, or something was not badik, and she finds them even more than a chigris, some sefer.
She did a bedika.
She's tired, right? If she did a bedika
with her finger,
if she's badka atzma, she did a bedika, mamash bedika, but they beg it sevani.
She's tired.
She's tired, right? Because since it was Aine Badok.
Aine
Badok. Aine Badok, right, that's what I'm talking about. I said. Yeah. Look in Archas Tyra, Biurim, Isvav, Amakuf Samachalif, the Ramas of Omnam, Shem, Rabbi, are going back his way for Zatal. What? Look in the Archas Tyra. What's it? In the Archas Tyra, he holds that if she was Badka Atzma, but the Begit Tzivayin is not Badik, or son is not Makabatuma, so then and you find that Adam, even when the Chigris should be tar. Why? Because since she was. Since it was not Baduk, so even if we find on Adam more than a Gris, it's only Midrabana. And since you're finding it on something which is not Mekav Tumah, Begit Tzivayni, Legaz Rabbana. However, in our Nidin is different. Because in our Nidin, the dam was there first on her finger. And her finger is Mekav Tumah. So Enech Nami, she didn't look at her finger if there was dam on it or not. And then before she looked at it, she's mekanechin onto the niyar, and she found out on the niyar. But using the yisoy that we learned, where's the makam ha-metziah? Her finger.
We don't know if that was on her finger.
You do too, of course you do.
We're saying she wiped it, she found it on
her finger. We don't know because it was Aini Baduk.
Yeah.
But since
Pachas Mikris wouldn't be tamei either.
What?
If it's on her finger, then Pachas Mikris would be tamei as well. We said
it's right there, Mr. Hare. Yeah, we're trying to build it up now to see if that's correct or not, right? Like this, again. So what happened by us? What happened by us was she used her finger. Her finger is Mekabel Tumah. Now she went ahead, she wiped it onto the Dov Shein Mekabel Tumah before she looked. So now, we have a rule that by Ksamim we dan according to the first place where the dam came from. So if the dam was on Dov Shein Mekabel Tumah, even if we find the dam on Dov Shein Mekabel Tumah, or Tzivyeini, she's Tmeya. Why? Because since the first Makam Metziya, the first moment was on Mekabel Tumah, where she was able to see it, before it came onto Dov Shein Mekabel Tumah, so therefore, she'll be Tmei. Over here, even though she only found it afterwards, but we have to go back to that makam. Meaning, this is the chiddush over here, which you have the right to argue with. But what we're saying over here is that Enachram, you found it on the Begit She'ini Baduk, but since she used the Begit She'ini Baduk to wipe her Begit HaBaduk, her finger, which is Baduk, so we're going to always go back to the original point, and on the original point, that's a Dov HaMekabel Tumah, so then she's going to be Tmei.
If she wipes off the Mekabel Tumah, we say the same thing. I don't get it. We're saying that if it's on her fingers, Dereisa, because we're dealing here with...
Right, Mekabel Tumah, like we start with Alta Vase.
No, it's Dereisa.
That's right.
So the only shot we're getting to Kesem is being Machshiv, the Makam Metziah on the...
Only for Machshiv, the Makam Metziah on the Dov Shein Baduk. But since in the rules of Makam Metziah, we need to go back to the original place.
How do we know it's there?
We don't know, but we have to assume that it was there.
But then it's Dereisa. Then she's made Dereisa.
Exactly.
How do we know? His Aver. We've been saying the whole time that we go to the Panamiros, it's a Kesem. No, it's not Kesem, it was originally on the Aver.
Ooh, there's not a Makam Umutim. No, here it
is. Why? His Aver is.
It was a nice
Makam. Yes, it is.
Go on, second. What?
I thought we just said, and anyway, we're going back, it's not that, because we're going back to the other case we said about Etza Badr on the regular towel, Eta Badr.
That's what we're talking about. I started off that L'chaira should be tar because you finally on it.
We're saying Dereisa here. If we're Mukhmet Tiyaz aren't thinking as Dereisa,
only Shaykh, we have a partial Pesachim.
We're not like our finger, we're not like partial Pesachim, we're not like Dereisa.
No, but we only done.
The whole concept of Pesachim is that we
have to do it.
Why are we talking about it here? Either we're saying some fingers or Dereisa, that's a Shaykh.
You know, like, that was a mistake to get it.
If we're saying that it was that Tzadik Bebe Adawel, you lose all dinim, you don't know where it was from, because maybe it was coming off, maybe it was on her finger. We're saying that it's. How could it be worse than her doing. She's a
Kabbalah. I mean, the whole concept of going. Chapter is only in the world of
Tzadik. So then we shouldn't use it here at all. The whole thing of the test is only going to be on the next thing.
So then we said that it has a din of a tmei kesem. We said,
and then it's clear because you know because it's right. On him. This is begat. If we go mash the machan tzi, that means the rice of tamei, we wouldn't use it at all. But you know we do.
Okay, so over here she fingers baduk, so it's like the aver. Now she wipes it off with a baguette.
So now that
the baguette,
any baduk. We don't know it's from her finger or from a kami hachi. So therefore, it comes to consider a banan.
So let it be zorban. She's made a banan. Fine.
Kesem the whole time.
Let it be tmei kesem.
What?
Tmei kesem. Okay, you're right. Forget about tmei daraisa. It's tmei kesem.
Why?
Tamei kesem.
We don't know it's on her finger, though.
What?
We don't even know.
I don't know.
Finger. So why would we need much than the makom adam? We don't know. She didn't find it. No, it's not wherever you. It can't be wherever you see. If I take a.
No, right.
No.
If she wipes herself and Louis Hay, that doesn't say that would be the mitzvah. She wipes on the floor. It's not on the floor. You knew it was on that thing. But here, because it's a in a bother, we know it's not on that thing. We don't know. Sorry, we don't know if it's from this thing, and therefore that gives the din kesem. Now it's in kesem, and then wherever the din kesem was nailed, the din kesem is not nailed on her finger. It's the goofle. We don't know it's on her finger. Yeah, no, there we had that along this because it's not shayish on the thing. Here, even though we know in that date it was from her. Yes,
what?
So here are but how do we know it was? You don't know what there. We should look at the finger. Should be to me no matter what.
Yeah, but in a case where she knew it was there,
we can assume that it was on the
aid. If you're not telling me it was on the aid, you don't have that side very strongly. Then it's there is. But we're saying it's not there is so because we don't, and it was on her finger. Her finger is clean. She can't see any blood marks. And even if you could, you could say it was from the towel. So, it's a kesem. It's a kesem. No, I'm down where it is. The makom tzias kesem zipper on there, not on here. What's on here that doesn't make any sense? And it's there is.
I'm saying. Only.
Why be much in here? Man, why do you want to be much in here?
Once we get into the city of Kessel, now we have to figure out what was the month. What do we consider?
Why do you consider that's what was here?
Because she could have looked at it and found it.
We don't know if it was there, though. We actually don't know.
Who cares if we know?
No, we actually don't know where it was. How can you say the month if you don't know if it was on the finger? How do you explain that? Is it logical?
I think it's logical.
How do you want to answer?
The other is the position of the nature.
in all the cases that we spoke about earlier, was that she knows that it was on her foot and she closed the eyes and she wiped it off. Now we ask a new question, Taka. Let's say she was wiping her foot and then she sees Dama all day, but she has no clue. Did I just wipe the Dama off my foot? Or does Taka, if we have a suffix where the Makom Tzi'i is, we never done that up.
I think it's very difficult to say the Makom Tzi'i. The place I found it is the place I have no idea where it was. Yeah, that makes sense. Doesn't make sense to say that. How does that make sense to say that? I have no idea who's there. How can I say it's where I found it? That's the backwards. Sorry, it's contradictory. Yeah. I'm trying to find something one time. I don't know what it's later, but here you go. I'm joking.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So what would you ask him in this case? Taira.
I don't understand why it wouldn't be Taira. Have a wiener. What's up, science case? Well, Yoni says there.
I say, call Yoni. I'm set.
I mean, yeah. If he bought were considering it Darabon and a Kesem because he wiped it there, then that should be the Makom Tzi'i as a Kesem.
Okay, so let's go on. So she takes... No, I hear the aura. And I have to... So let's say she takes her finger and she puts it into the Isim, okay? And she didn't check it beforehand, right? She did not check her finger beforehand. So it's important in the Bismay over the Insif Lam test. It's Ene Baduk. And it's not metame unless we find on it more than a kigris, right? That's pasha. Now let's say she took this finger that she didn't check beforehand, and she sticks it into the isim, okay? And after she takes it out, she didn't look either if it's clean or not, and she goes and wipes it on a beged that was batuk. She wipes it on a batuk. So Vaita, based on Simin Kovtzadi Siflam Vav, over there it talks about Bodka Atzon Beit Sheni Bodak. The din is that if it's more than a kigris, she's Tmeya. So we also, she's Bodka Atzon with Eitzva Sheni Bodak. That which is Mekanech afterwards on a beggar or that's Bodak doesn't make a difference. We go Basel Shas Vitzia. Whether she saw it right away or she saw it afterwards, same point. And
Dika was with
Inabadu? Yeah, the Dika was Inabadu, and then she wiped it on a bag in Abadu. So who cares that she wiped on a bag in Inabadu? We go back to the finger, and we say it was Inabadu, and therefore we apply Siflam and Vav. That if it's more than a chigris, she will be Tmeya. What happens if she sticks two fingers in together? She didn't check her fingers beforehand. She did not check her fingers beforehand if they're clean or not. And she finds on one of them dam pachas mikigris. On one of them pachas mikigris, but on both of them together is more than a kigris. Together is more than a kigris. It's a good thing because sometimes people find dam so you can ask them. Is it on one finger or a few fingers?
I say it's no worse than a stitch.
What?
Which we know worse than a stitch.
Uh-huh. So let's break it down. Let's just do a little chazar, right? So we paskin that nimtza dam al basara, if it's b'makim echad, and less than a kigris, is tamei. I'm sorry, less than a kigris, right? In sivav, like the das of the rash, right? Ramban, not like what's the second day of the yeshayim moved there. Which is Rambam, right? So if it was found in one place, so then it would be Tmei. But over here by Besara, right? By Besara, what's the name? You find on Besara a few ksamim where each one is where each one's less than a kigris. So then what would the name be?
Oh, it's a
starfin. So starfin. And the Masar would say it's Mustafim.
Even if there's
But over here, she didn't check her fingers beforehand. Right?
We're saying it's your semi-curious.
Right. So could we be mstarif the shita that holds that we're not mstarif kesamim on the body?
Yeah,
with the shita that holds thereby the Rashba, right? With the Rashba. With the Rashba, that right. Even if. That's right. That's
right. Could do it.
Because Bats and the Machlegis of him starved the Ksamim Abasara. What? The Rajba holds the.
Well, it's really going
the Rajba B'Shem Rabbi. Oh, that's what he says. That's what he says here. Right. What?
No, I mean,
okay, the Rajba B'Shem Rabbi holds that when Kishalei Bat Gatsim and Mekaydim, even if you find on your hand more than the Kigris, but Magamechad, will be Taira. So we mean start that with the Shita over there, the Rajba, and the Shita over there, Sibches, that holds that we're not Mitztarif Ksamim on the body. Or not. Yeah.
What do we do? Is there any reason we do that? I'm saying if it's just chak, fine.
The Rosh Hashanah said. Summon the Raman.
Okay, but we don't go like that. The Rosh Hashanah there says that's the Iker Shita. Stop over there. Okay. Stop, we don't feel like that. At least we didn't feel like
that. We don't
that.
Go with that alone, but when we have a tziref.
Right, that's the esteems of Shulchan Aruch.
What?
Over there, the esteem of Shulchan Aruch is like that. Because he quotes it, stop, and then he quotes Yeshayim. So that's Pash the Iker Shita. So we're saying since we have. For some reason, the Shulchan Aruch is passing like that. The Tzir of the Shita over there, the Rashba and the Rabban, that we're passing over here, so we're like to go to the second half of the Gemara. The Rashba second half of the Gemara, then we can say no matter what the Shira is, that you know about the Kitzar.
And I can't mean, he talk of Pasi, he says, Kane early. That we retire based on this tier.
The exec is over there, we're holding that bet in the Iker Psak, like the Rosh Hashanah says, because it's the first day. Shitar slams and goes, no way, Rosh Hashanah like that. Really, that's, we pass the Psak each time. But, that's what we said then. Rosh Hashanah, yeah, points out that the Rosh Hashanah says, stop Shita, that's the Iker Shita, that's how we pass it. Tier of that, Svara, and over here in the Sugi is not so posh, not like a VAC.
Yeah, that's what he says. Ukhadasa Shulchan Sim Kuvtai Tsuresh, Kosu De Zuba Stam, Vadasa Bez, Vishem Yeshayim. Oh, very good.
So he's using that tier.
Yeah,
that seems to be the Gershita,
yeah.
And we're macher not like that, but if right over here we have another tier of.
Right.
What's the tier of here? The other tier of the.
No, those stitches.
I was thinking like that.
What?
What was there in the
chip? That the one sheet of the Tzivches is the Stam Day in the Shulchan Aruch. Of here that the Rashba holds, that when it's an Nabodok, even if I'm more than a Chigris, it will be Torah. Okay, let's finish up. Next case, she stuck her finger into the Yisrael Makam, but she didn't check it beforehand. Her finger was not baduk. She took it out, she found on a dam more than a chetzi gris. Then she goes, she sticks her finger again in the second time. Finger.
In a baduk finger, once chetzi gris.
Chetzi gris, a little more than chetzi gris. Then she sticks her finger in a second time, in a baduk, a second finger, not the same one, different finger. And she finds on it dam yaisim echetzi gris. Together it's a dam kigris vechetzi.
What? What's the shadow? It's separate. Mitzias kisamim, each one's tyra. Why would we be tamim them?
So. Right, so in other words, the chiddush is that we're going to say that over here for sure, over there was just stam tzir, if you want to be semachan. Over here we'll say it's tar, because each finger alone we're going to be toiled that it was there from before.
Same,
right?
You're putting in a different finger?
Yeah.
It was all concerned with low kazer on each one.
That's right. Stam etzpa that you didn't check before is any baduk. So it's any will be if I stick all my 10 fingers in one after another, 1, 1, 1. And it's any will be if I stick in 10 adi bedik, which are not bedukim one after another. Same malacha. And I find that each one dam pachas miki gris taira, because we taira the dam of each and every eight from before, right? Now. Now, why don't we say, oh, this is a nice knetch? In other words, just like we say that women starif kesamim on the buser to the sheik of gris, so why don't we say this? Right now I have 10 figures. Each one has a mark, and all together it's more than a gris. Yeah. Why don't we say we starif?
Their own read, yeah. So each one is its own. It's tar, tar, tar. It's water, it's water, it's water, it's water. Yeah, okay. Right.
Let's say you stick an eight and you slowly put it in and it still gets more lit. Let's say
you stick it in.
Yeah. So it's the same case. Same story. Teretz is like what Yoni said, that over there is found them together. Over here where I find them one after another. So about that there's no tzir. Everyone will agree there's no tzir. Also, because when I find dam on the fingers, even though I found many ksamim together, but again, he's using that tzirif.
Right, anyway, you need that tzirif from before?
You don't need it, he just says void.
Yeah, as anyway, yeah, we have
that. He says void, right. Okay, then he has another shiloh here. We're coming to that. Another shiloh. She stuck her finger into the ice in Malkim, she didn't check it beforehand. I'm telling you, these shaylas come up. People call up with these shaylas all the time because women that are nursing, women that are on pills, women that are taking certain medicines are staining, and then shaylas tashmish. He finds he touched it, he went into the isim makam and he finds them.
So well, with him, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk about him in a moment. We're going to talk about him in a moment. But I'm just saying. So then, okay, like this. Now, she stuck her finger in. She did not check it beforehand. She took it out. She finds dam pachas mishir. Okay? She wiped the finger and then she stuck the same thing into the ice and found again dam pachas miki gris. Now what's the thing?
Would it be different?
Why would it be different? What would you say?
I mean, had them becoming a bug. It was silly in a bug. Didn't come out.
She didn't.
She checked it. She wiped it off and checked it.
Most of the two differences, I guess.
So it was clean before she put it the second time?
So, very good. So,
what was the difference? She stuck with one finger. She did a look. She wiped it on.
Her finger was not bothered. She went in.
Does wiping make it bothered again?
Oh! Wiping it makes it bothered. That's the answer. That's right. She wiped off the etzva and then went back in.
And she wiped the second time she fell.
Wiping, it makes it a baduk.
How well she wiped it?
What? Yeah, no. Baduk.
Depends how well she should have.
Yeah, depends how well, but she wiped off the dam. She cleaned off the dam. Then she went back in. Now it's baduk. Okay, now let's move on to the Baal. So the Baal took his finger, stuck it into the Isim Machayim. And he checked it beforehand. He looked at his finger beforehand. It was clean. And then now he finds a tipis dam on his finger. Or on something which is baduk. Let's say he wiped it off on a tissue which was baduk or a piece of, or a colored thing. Right? He cleans his finger. So the Mishnah Yidal Omer Alf Nimsal Eid Naki. Or baduk, right, that he cleaned his ave off after tashmish. The finger of the baal, again we're talking about it was baduk, so luchay is then like the ave of the baal. And since we're being mitame and minatayr over here, chayv karbin, so there's no chilek between if he used the dava mekabatum or dava shenim kabatum, colored or not colored. And since he found it on his finger. So even if he didn't see it until after he was mekanech onto the thing, but it was first on his finger.
He saw his finger first?
He didn't see it on his finger, but he wiped it off on a yeah. Right, so it doesn't make a difference. So again, so bottom line is finding it on his finger is like finding it on the Eber itself. We have the Tashmish, and then the Beis Meir speaks out, and then for Koshkin, she's Tmeya, even with a Koshkin. Now, what happens if he stuck his finger in, but he did not check his finger beforehand, and then he finds Dam on it even more than a Kigris, more than a Gris? Well, he wiped his finger on, then she's tar, right?
Well, his finger was not
on. Not badik. Then she'll be tayra.
It was possible.
Right. Now,
how does a finger become in a badik or not? If he, like, touched the floor?
That's a good point.
Yeah, we discussed it in
all time. So now, what makes the finger in a badik?
Everyone's fingers in a badik.
Finger got protected, but.
That's what we learned. We learned the Chachzah. We went into Suyo there. So it comes out like this. If he went directly, if his hand was clean, he washed his hands beforehand, came to the dash and went straight in. So then that was bad. But if he touched any other area, so then right, it's in a bad.
Assuming we into the Kasha, it's not
right. So then it's Ein Badik. So therefore, when someone calls up and says, I was touching the Oisei Makai, and they found Dam in my hand afterwards.
Even if he went straight there, it would still be Ein Badik, what we said, because never, I'm saying it's very rare, it's only.
Correct. Correct. So I asked, but I don't even have to ask.
So there's no case of Badik for that, basically.
So you can tell me, so. Right. So it's like, how can that be, right?
Yeah, there is no, I'm saying, unless if he ended up touching any part of her that was not exactly what Sumako, which is generally quite possible, right? Okay. No, there's never a Shiloh. There's possibly a Gris.
Okay, I'm going to do a quick question that I don't know if we ever discussed. What happens if, let's say, they're closing the mikvah and they're cleaning up and they find the towel with dam on it?
They're all in the badik.
They're all in the badik. Who's coming to the mikvah if there's still a nida?
I'm saying our mikvah is super clean.
Do we have to tell everyone? Do we have to make an announcement in the street that whoever was in mikvah tonight should know? What happens if the mother-in-law is cleaning up and she sees on? We spoke about that. She sees that her daughter-in-law is staying on the bed there. She has to call her daughter-in-law up, or the other way around. The daughter-in-law, she has to call up her mother-in-law and say, I didn't even realize that there was a stain on the bed.
I mean, the case of mikvah, we can't show much to them. We can't say the towels push it, ended up touching the floor, or touching the benches, and therefore all towels given to them, you know, bother.
They're careful, no? They're not careful that they're not very careful.
No, put it on the bench, I'm saying. Was yours me, Chris? Shabbos Chris, not Shabbos.
Right. Let's use yours me, Chris.
It's not a Makam also, not Shabbos. It's not Matthias Kessin.
There's
no Kessin.
Yeah, for some reason,
unless you know that,
I don't understand why the voice and white tails. Fine, okay. Seder.
That's amazing. Is that the famous question everyone says is like a different place?
Uh-huh. That way, we see.